You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
So a London man became an internet superstar this week after someone posted pictures of him eating McDonald's Chicken McNuggets with a knife and a fork. The unidentified man was wearing a blue suit, listening to music on his iPod when a fellow diner snapped pictures of him. The internet slams him. That's when you want a five-star meal but settle for McDaddy's. Man.
Just not into finger food. Has to turn everything into knife and fork.
Well, and this is, and I know that we probably should not be critical of this kind of thing. Because I guess it's polite society.
Yeah, he didn't want greasy
But you
fingers.
Don't eat a McNugget with a knife and a fork. You just don't.
Where did he even find a knife? He had the plasticware, or did he bring his own?
What I didn't see, and I haven't seen the pictures yet, but what I haven't seen is if he eat. This is my pet peeve about people's eating habits right now. And I see it a lot on your Food Network. My mother taught me the wrong way to hold the fork.
Well, there's different styles depending on what part of the world you're in.
My mother would say, no, this is how you hold the fork.
And I think a lot of times what you're watching, because you're talking about they don't, after they cut something, they don't switch hands with the fork. They hold it in their left hand.
Well, and they turn it over and upside down.
And I think what you're seeing is either maybe a European way to do it, or it's something they're doing for time constraints because they're judging, they're having to eat a bunch of different foods, and instead of taking all the time to switch hands back and forth, they just keep it in that hand, take a bite of it so they can say, this is terrible.
You know which way my mother would call it? The wrong way.
It is.
The wrong way.
But you know, I have.
But that makes me nuts. Every time I see it, I just want to jump in the TV and say, did your mother not tell you how to eat with a fork?
Not the way we were taught in etiquette class 10 million years ago, but I cut a donut sometimes with a knife and fork because I don't want to eat the whole thing. So I have cut bites off with a knife and fork.
Don't ever let me see you do that. You do that in privacy.
I don't need a whole donut. I can't remember the last time I ate a whole donut.
Do you know someone who eats something in a funny or weird manner?
Hey, I had a friend in college that, like, with anything she ate, she would use a fork and a knife, nothing else. She would never use her hands. And we were eating crunchy tacos, like country shell tacos, and she was trying to cut it with her knife and eat it.
Oh, that was probably just a big crumbled mess.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was hilarious trying to watch her pick up like the little chips on the fork, and it would just break every time.
I would love to see her eat ribs.
Not to mention a bowl of crunch berries. She'd be lost with that, too.
There you go.
Eating food in weird ways.
So my dad and my sister will go to Taco Bell and buy like the double-decker burritos. And they'll each eat one layer, put the bread aside, eat all the rest of their burritos, then eat the bread.
So they deconstruct the burrito.
Yeah, they deconstruct the burrito, eat the inside first, put the bread aside. They can't eat the bread until they get done every middle of every burrito, and then eat all the bread.
So your father has passed on this crazy thing to your sister?
Yes.
I wouldn't want to just be left with bread.
I know, that's gross to me.
Rule of thumb, you dissect frogs, not burritos.
No. Yeah, I'm calling about the crazy food or the way they eat it.
Yes.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, I'm Puerto Rican, and we have rice and beans and turkey, bean gravy. My brother takes everything and he mixes it in a mush, and it looks to me like a cranberry apple. I can't sit down next to him, you know?
You want to know about a weird way to eat food?
Yes.
I have a student who every time they get an orange at lunch, they peel it like a normal person does, and then they just take a bite out of it instead of putting it in wedges.
That would be kind of messy, wouldn't it? Squirt all over your face?
Oh, because that's kind of counterproductive, because this is the whole reason why you're peeling is so you can get the individual slices.
Yeah. I like the little slices.
This all got started. A London man has become an internet superstar after he was photographed in his suit listening to music on his iPod while using a knife and a fork eating his plate of McNuggets.
Different strokes for different folks.
You don't do that. Hi.
Yes, I'm calling about the someone who eats something funny.
Yes.
So my wife, she performs a squeeze and wiggle test on her french fries. If it doesn't pass, she doesn't eat it. And she moves on.
What is the squeeze and wiggle test?
So I like crunchier fries, I guess, when you have options, when you get them in the box or whatnot.
Yeah.
My wife, she likes the floppier fries. So she picks up each one individually and squeezes it and then wiggles it. And if it doesn't pass her squeeze and wiggle test, she moves on. I picked this up 10 years ago when we were dating.
It's a good thing she didn't make you pass that test.
I know, right?
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
More than 50% of adults have one of these in the bedroom. What is it?
More than 50% of adults have one of these in the bedroom. What is it? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
The smartest person? I'm going to go with the TV.
TV? No, that is not it.
Good guess. Not it.
Hey there. I have a guess for the smartest person in the QC.
More than 50% of adults have one of these in the bedroom. What?
How about an alarm clock?
Not an alarm clock.
Do we have a... Do we still have an alarm clock?
Because it goes off at 6:15 every morning. I know we have one.
Oh. Hey, how you doing? I was calling in about the smartest person in QC.
More than 50% of adults have one of these in their bedroom.
Handcuffs.
You wish.
Yeah, I have a winner for the smartest person in QC.
No, sir. More than 50% of adults have one of these in the bedroom. What?
Would it be a ceiling fan?
No, not a ceiling fan.
Good answer.
Hi, how about a treadmill or an elliptical?
No, not a treadmill or elliptical.
If we did, I wouldn't be able to see it because it would be an exceptional place to hang clothes.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Thank you. Yes, I was talking about the smartest person in the QC.
Yes, ma'am. More than 50% of adults have one of these in the bedroom. What?
A snack drawer.
You know what? I don't, but that's a great idea. I'm going to implement
that's
that.
That's an exceptional idea.
Yeah.
I am so pissed off. We're college educated. We've never thought of a snack drawer in the bedroom.
All I have is Tums.
Yeah, as far as person in QC.
More than 50% of adults have one of these in the bedroom. What are we talking about?
Flashlight.
No, not a flashlight.
Hi, is it a nightlight?
That is it.
Yeah.
I got it, Mom.
Yeah,
good job. Now, see, it took someone. I remember when I was a kid, I had a nightlight that plugged into an outlet. Do you have a nightlight?
Yeah.
Don't get rid of it. I still wish I had it.
Yeah.
Well, who is this?
Emily.
Emily, it's not a trick question.
Okay.
Step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
My name's Emily, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7. This is Other News.
Sponsored by JCPenney. Shop now at JCPenney's Columbus Day sale. Get up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney.
This, kids, is what we call a message. The New York Post claims Indonesian villagers recently ate a 23-foot python after it tried to kill a local security guard.
Got what it deserved.
Robert Nababan approached the snake because it was blocking traffic. So let's just stop right there for a second. We're never living anywhere where huge 23-foot snakes, prehistoric serpents, can block the road. Back to the story. He says it bit his arm when he tried to move it.
Apparently, it did not want to be moved.
It's my road, Jack.
And it was bigger.
Villagers came to his rescue and freed him before placing the snake on two poles, frying it, and serving it up.
That sends a message to other snakes who might decide they want to get out of line and get smart with the villagers.
You don't own the roads in Indonesia, 23-foot serpents.
So, bye-bye to the snake.
See ya.
I wonder how much is a serving of snake? 23 feet, it's going to feed a lot of people.
I think you could knock out a couple of villages in Indonesia with a 23-foot snake. I think you have a big party. Kind of like the
It's like a luau or something.
Well, like the first Thanksgiving where you had the pilgrims and the Indians all gathered around. They just gathered around big old snake.
I hope the guy that got bitten is okay. I guess he is.
I'm going to try this name. Hermenegildo Meza won a $1 million lottery jackpot after his wife scolded him for buying too many lottery tickets.
It's a good thing he didn't listen to her, right?
Can't you hear that? He went out, he bought two tickets. The wife goes, I can't believe you bought only any more tickets.
Too much money.
Too much money in the lottery, and not enough. We have a baby in these new pair of shoes. His first was a loser. And don't you know that just exacerbated the situation?
See, I told you.
The second, big winner. Meza and his wife now plan to put the money toward their retirement.
Oh, so now she's all about it.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of the old joke of a man watching the lottery drawing, and he checks his numbers, and he lets out a scream, and the wife says, what happened? He says, I won the lottery. Pack your bags. She says, where are we going? He says, pack your bags. Get the hell out of here.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7.
That's Carly Pierce and Every Little Thing, new 103.7. We're Charlie and Debbie. She will sing the national anthem on Sunday here at the Speedway prior to the Bank of America 500.
Cool.
Speaking of Carly Pierce, now, you've done yoga, and we've heard of, is it Bikram yoga that is the hot yoga where you do it in a really hot space?
Yeah, I've never done that. I think that's insane.
Have you ever heard of goat yoga?
I have not.
I have never heard of this. Carly Pierce apparently got involved with goat yoga.
I mean, maybe some people really do go with the intention of practicing yoga. I went with the intention of cuddling goats. They come out, they run outside, they have little ties on, and they're so cute, and they don't even look real. I don't know how to explain it. Like, if you've never been close to a miniature goat, they're just so cute, and you feed them leaves. And the only time I ever got into a yoga pose was because I saw and heard that they would jump on your back. And so there's pictures of me on social media with like a goat on my back, a goat on my leg, but they are a lot heavier than you would think too. I had some battle wounds, some bruises from them. So I'm not really sure what the point of it is, but I mean, it's goats. It's just an experience, I guess.
What if I were to tell you, baby, if you will go and let this fat, smelly, hairy, slobbery thing crawl up on you, it'll be all good for you.
I'd say no thanks. I already had a honeymoon.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.